Only when the transfiguration of body and mind has taken place does one enter into the understanding of the suchness of God, and the very heart of its being. One must protect himself not only from without but from within, and often from the most natural impulses. He must watch out, for Kalmanjan will attack him from the astral, causal and mental planes as well as the physical plane. The attack that comes from these inner planes will be more subtle than he can imagine. When he is first in harmony with the illuminated force, it will increase like a violinist going up the E string. He will believe that the sound cannot go any higher and the light will have to stop at what is considered the last point of its brilliancy. But the sound will rise higher and higher, and God will bring the fortunate one from note to note like a deaf child being taught to hear or a blind child being taught to see. Burning off of karma is the state of rechemicalization. It is something man must go through while living on this earth. Man should be able to do this under the living Vardhan Master. If he is under any other guide here on earth, this is not likely to happen. He will be receiving more bad karma, 120, than good, and will be overbalanced on the negative side. He needs to be balanced only in the middle way, not on either side. Only when he can go the middle path of Vardhan can he leave the wheel of the 84 and find the gates of heaven. The Margatma is always engaged in a dialogue with people, but his decisions and influence is constantly in a struggle with the opinions of all men, which were formed by traditions and religious thoughts. Many men develop ideas on the rights and wrongs, the supposed motivations, the possibilities and impossibilities of each religious situation. Some of their ideas are well based, some uninformed, some absurd. The Vardhan which can be perceived by those who are not chelas is only a shadow of it. It takes on a different aspect according to the different viewpoints of the many planes of existence. Their crude perception of it does not include any concepts of its possibilities for happiness and enjoyment. They see only glimpses of it in the works of the Vardhan around them. Feeding the Gal force into the thought stream of this earth world builds an invisible body, a thought form, which is acceptable to all those who are susceptible. But those who allow the Vardhan to be fed into themselves shall do just the opposite, building an invisible force of love which shall protect, give life and lift all they meet, see, or know into higher awareness. God never reveals itself to one who has an impure mind. Only when the stress of life has brought man to the verge of exhaustion, until the bruised body, the humiliated mind or the weary self cries out for the master, will there come into his life the true light. It is away from the applause of the crown, the stage of life and the wild cries of adoration that man finds himself confronted with the possibility of God. It is only in silence that he practices the spiritual exercises of Vardhan and finds the heavenly world. This is the underlying and absolute law, the essential message of the teachings of Vardhanka. No one can find it in any other way. It comes through the living Vardhan Master, and until man comes to that stage of life when he must give up everything will he find all things necessary to his spiritual being. 121. Man is impressed by the remarks of religionists that all truth is one and reality is the same for every man. This is not truth. Truth is a variation of experiences and there cannot be any standard measure made of it. Those eternal truths which man speaks about so vainly and with such pompous pride are hardly more than mouthing words. He cannot prove what he says, nor can he debate them except from an intellectual viewpoint. Such statements are not truth. Anyone who experiences truth knows it for what it is and has little to say about it. There are no words nor feelings which can express experience in the esoteric worlds. The Kila must seek love and wisdom before he attempts to have any experiences in the life beyond. He knows that if he surrenders himself to the greater cause of life he will gain these attributes of God. But he also knows that if anything can save him from physical death, the transition of life from the matter world into the spiritual world, it is the living Vardhan Master. The living Vardhan Master is always seeking the spiritually starved people of this world. He brings them more than bread. He feeds that spirit within them which is always urging them toward God. He is the Vardhan, the father, mother, and all things to all people. Where one may find him a friend, another will find him the living Vardhan Master. Where one finds love in him, another will find wisdom, and others may find hardly anything else but severe discipline. Each views the Mahatma from his own limited consciousness. He is all things to all people. Some will love him intensely, while others may dislike him with equal intensity. But no one will ignore him. He will be the target for attacks from all directions, with every possible means that the cult can invent, using the human consciousness. Only the way beyond thought remains, the way of extended consciousness through chooser travel. This way, or path, reaches far beyond the frontiers of primal thought into the realms of esoteric experience through the inner vision and spiritual sound of the Vardhan. The language of words is replaced by the language of feeling, and the language of feeling is replaced by that of visual symbols. Then the language of visual symbols is re-122, placed by that of sound symbols, in which the vibrations of light and sound are combined on a scale of experience values until they become mentally exchangeable. Should soul cease to spiritually unfold, it will, after the death of the body, go into the seven worlds of Avnus, the dark realm of the astral plane where many evil souls must spend time. There is no purely evil man, nor is there a purely good man. However, many who border on the edge of evil, or who are tainted with some evil, must spend time in this dark world. Instead of extending himself into the higher worlds, he who has gained too much of the negative karma and overbalanced himself in this way must spend time in this vast world and later reincarnate into life again for the opportunity of regaining what has been lost in his spiritual unfoldment. Once he has established himself and started working toward the good of existence, he will no longer spend time in these lower astral planes. After he has met the living Vardhan Master and established himself upon the path of Vardhanka, he will never reincarnate on this plane nor in any of the underworld planes. He will find himself ready for the heavenly worlds and will not return to the physical region again. He is assured of this by initiation into Vardhanka. Before one studies Vardhanka, the mountains are mountains and the oceans are oceans to him. However, if he should have an insight into Vardhan through the guidance of the living Vardhan Master, then the mountains are no longer mountains and the oceans are no longer oceans. Later, when he has reached that state of God realization, he will find the mountains are again mountains and the oceans are oceans. This, however, is a different state of consciousness, for now he recognizes them for what they are, nothing more. He puts no significance upon either the mountains nor the oceans, for they are now a part of the reality of the matter worlds. Where there is an understanding of spiritual love, there is neither concern with what life might be, nor care for the worldly life. Where there is an understanding of Vardhan, there is no concern for searching for divine knowledge. Men believe that the body can be preserved with material foods alone. There are cases where the body is preserved but life does not. 123, exist, and yet man believes that he is alive. He is not alive until he is filled with the Vardhan. He is not living, nor does he have survival after the translation from the physical body, until he has been fed the food of the Vardhan by the Mahatma. The wise man is one who stores up the Vardhan within himself and at the same time distributes the spiritual love which is within himself. He is not one who gives his compassion to a few but to all, whether or not many understand this. He is able to live among the wretched, the thieves, the unhappy, robbers and fools, for he accepts life for whatever it is and gives love to all. He is the wise one who is able to give all that he has to his fellow man. He finds love for those who greedily accept what he gives, and they shall be blessed 1,000 times for his love. Whosoever is beaten, whipped, scorned, mistreated and derided while performing any of the works of Vardhan shall be blessed 1,000 times over by the Hari. He shall be freed of his karma and taken into the heavenly worlds where peace and joy shall be his eternally. Whosoever shall suffer at the hands of the unbelievers while performing any works of the Vardhan, or in the giving of himself with love in the name of the living Vardhan Master, shall be freed from the wheel of life and shall have no more worldly karma. He shall enter into the worlds of Vardhan, true spiritual worlds, and there live in peace, joy and service as a co-worker with the Hari. Blessed is he who shall give love in the name of the Mahatma to any man or entity who does an injustice to him, regardless of whatever plane he may be dwelling upon at the time of the injustice. Whatever love the Vardhanist gives to another in the name of the Mahatma, he shall in turn receive love a thousandfold over. Whosoever passes from his own physical body shall have heavenly awards if he whispers at the time of his passing the name of the Mahatma. He shall instantly be gathered up into the arms of the Mahatma and taken into the worlds of spiritual splendor. He shall never have to return to this universe of physical matter again. It matters little whether his length of time on the path of Vardhan has been 2 minutes, 124, or 200 years. If he remembers the name of the Mahatma at the translation from his earthly life into the netherworld, he shall be liberated and immediately initiated into the Vardhan. Should he not be conscious at the time of his death, whoever is with him can perform the rites by whispering the name of the Mahatma, which impresses it upon the inner self and reaches the true being of the departing one. The same may be done for those who upon the last conscious moment of their earthly lives accept the Mahatma as their spiritual guide just before translation into the other worlds. Many are called to the path of Vardhan, but few are ever chosen to become the true initiates of the nine worlds, and fewer still ever become 11th world initiates. The highway into the kingdom of heaven is narrow, and the way is strewn with the spiritual corpses of those who have failed. Only those who give up all for the love of the Mahatma can ever reach the gates of paradise. This is not the heaven of the religionists, but the true world of the initiates who have earned their place in it. He who listens to the living Vardhan master and obeys him will have his love and will be freed of his worldly karma. He will enter into the spiritual worlds a free soul. If the living master performs a miracle of healing, of bringing justice, or giving one something of a material nature, be not surprised, for it is his nature to do such things when necessary. He will not perform miracles with fanfare, trumpets or great pronouncements, but in silence and secrecy. He is the only one who can do such things. All others are false masters, false prophets, and false when they try to give and they have no means to give. No one but the living Vardhan master is the divine channel for these gifts of God. Seek no favors from the Mahatma, for he gives when he sees that gifts should be bestowed upon those who are in need. The seeker who is searching for some gift seldom has earned or needs it. He who seeks to keep his life shall never have it. But whosoever loses his life in the love of the Mahatma shall have it in eternity. And whosoever shall give of his material life to the Vardhan shall have it thrice-fold returned unto him in Spiri, 125, to all blessings. No man with riches shall enter into the kingdom of God, for he shall leave them on earth with his temple of flesh and both shall rot away into oblivion. The Kila must learn that in order to travel at will in the other worlds he must first learn to break his covenant with the material worlds that are so solidly real to him. It is not a mark of power for one to travel in the inner worlds, but it is concerned with consciousness. This alone makes it possible for the Kila to move at will on all higher planes of life. There are an infinite number of planes within the universe of God. They blend and shift from one state to another. The vibrations are frequencies of which the ordinary man is not aware at any time. He believes that he is a body to which breath gives life with such an impact that it creates the impression that he is a physical body only. This is an illusion established by the Kala force which makes him human and limited. The Kila lives in a world of many mansions, but he can learn to live on any plane. As he learns to break his agreement with this world, freedom will begin to come into his life. In time, he learns to accept the liberation which the living Vardhan master brings to him. He comes to control himself and not be controlled by matter or illusions. Anyone who is afraid of Kalranjan will never be able to control himself. He does not try to control or manipulate matter, for this is useless. It scatters and disperses his energies to do anything outside of trying to control himself. Those who speak of their soul or finding their soul, are only working in the direction of the emotional, astral, nature. They do not mean soul of itself but of the emotional self, which is so often mistaken for soul. Hence, the living Vardhan master is the only one who truly knows what soul is. He has taught since the beginning of time that one should never speak of soul as my soul or his soul. This is the negative connotation put upon it. He is the only one who can release soul from these lower astral planes, the only one who can take soul across the borders of death and bypass the angel of death. Those who have borne their karma and do not look upon. 126. Their own affliction with floods of unhappiness will be blessed by the Margatma. Nothing is given and nothing is taken away. The Margatma does not adjust the karma needed by the Kila to develop spiritual responsibility. As the Kila unfolds along the path of Vardhan, he reaches the higher spiritual worlds where the Margatma is ready to give of the divine gifts and take away what is not of any further use to the seeker of God. Thus one finds the illumination of the consciousness only through Tusa travel. The matter world is but an extension of consciousness with a crust of solidity that must be broken. All the illusions of the Kala are but a part of material creation. This is fluid and bends to the creativeness of soul. Those who retreat from life and do nothing are as bound in matter as are those who believe in the concept of a solid universe. Body and spirit are not separated from life but are a part of it, as much as soul. The nature of this world is change and impermanence. It has been stated that the living Vardhan master can release souls from the lower astral planes. This is also true of those who have reached the ninth plane of God under the living Vardhan master. These initiates of the ninth circle are privileged to name the souls they want released, making it possible to unchain a dependent relative or anyone with whom they have close love ties. Those who seek God shall never have the light nor the word, but he who does not seek God shall have its voice which will guide him into the heavenly kingdom. The seeker does not like nor does he dislike, for there is only a hairbreadth difference between the spiritual kingdoms and those of the psychic regions. A Kila who wants truth can never be for or against anything. For the grappling between acceptance and rejection is the failing of the Vardhan within one's consciousness and the delight of the Kala. One does not take and reject, nor does he drive away pain by pretending that it is not there. Pain will vanish, as all other problems will, by seeking serenity in the heavenly state. Whoever stops all movement in order to find rest only finds himself restless, and if he lingers over any extreme then he is both restless and lost. In order to understand the living Vardhan master, stop talking. 127. Stop thinking, stop analyzing him and his worldly actions, and then you will understand all things. If the Kila will look for the light and sound within the living Vardhan master, all things will be revealed to him. The Margatma is different from the outer form which the Kila can see and talk with at all times. As the inner self, or the inner master, he is able to be in all places at the same time. He is the universal spirit which is in all life and which manifests to every Kila in the specific form that appears as the physical body of the living Vardhan master. The Kila has security when he is accepted by the living Vardhan master. He has gained liberation, salvation and entered into the kingdom of heaven whether he is aware of it or not in his outer senses. He is now able to survive death. This victory over death is the greatest triumph of soul. It is his privilege to have this knowledge and the grace of God bestowed upon him while living in this physical universe. Those who seek God shall never have the light or the word, for it can be gained only through the living Vardhan master. Those who look not for God shall have its voice which shall guide him to the living Vardhan master who will lift him into the heavenly kingdom. Every Kila who wants to enter into the true realization of Vardhan truths shall and must become the extreme devotee of the Hari. He must have the dominating faith that to serve the cause of Vardhan is the only purpose of his life. Only then will he succeed in becoming the Vardhan Shah. There is little need to seek truth, just stop having views. Do not adopt or reject, nor examine truth or pursue it. When the Kila accepts the living Vardhan master for whatever he is, it is found there is no separation, no acceptance, no giving up of anything yet the surrendering of all he has within himself. Soul makes no distinction in any part of life. Therefore, there is no preference and attachments, thought nor disagreement and, of course, no separation between the Margatma and the Kila. Only the Hari supports the universes. Those within the lower worlds are made up of the perishable, and those of the upper worlds are made up of the imperishable, the manifest and the unmanifest. Soul, forgetful of the Lord and, 128, of the fact that its very existence depends upon the divine being, attaches itself to pleasure and thereby is bound to the lower worlds. When it comes to the Hari via the living Vardhan master, it is freed from its fetters. When the Kila asks from whence do we come? Why do we live? Where shall we find peace, happiness and rest in the end? What has command over my life to give me happiness or misery? Then the law of God states that soul has existence because God wills it. Thus, God loves all life so dearly that it allows soul to exist. If it did not love life, there would be no life forms in this universe and all would be barren. Time, space, law, chance, matter, primitive energy and intelligence are only the effects of God's love for life, and only exist to serve soul in its journey to find liberation and freedom. The soul is not the cause for the law which brings happiness or misery. Not being free, neither does it act as the prime cause that brings about the opposite. As the free self, it has the opportunity to establish itself as the prime mover for bringing about happiness and letting life be what it should be. It does not establish life but exists because life itself supports soul as the prime consideration of God's love for every individual soul within the universe. The vast universe of the lower worlds are but a wheel. All beings and creatures existing within this universe are subject to birth, death and rebirth. The one God, the Hare, exists only. All else is a part of its beingness. It alone presides over all. It dwells as the self-conscious power in all beings and creatures. Its universe of the lower planes revolves like a gigantic wheel and round go all beings and creatures until each meets with the Margatma and finds the straight and narrow path of Vardhan. As long as soul believes it is separated from the Vardhan, it revolves upon the wheel in bondage to the laws of Kalmarangan, which are birth, death and rebirth. But when, through the grace of the Margatma, it again realizes its identity with him, it revolves no longer upon the wheel. It has found immortality. Whosoever realizes himself as pure soul knows that only by transcending the worlds of cause and effect through the 129 spiritual exercises of Vardhan, is one liberated. He learns that soul is imperishable, that all within the lower planes is but the shadow of the true substance of the Hare. Only the Hare is the one reality behind all. Only its body, the Vardhan, is what communicates to all its creatures. Only the Margatma is the instrument of this communication, this reality which flows out of the Hare to all its beings, creatures and worlds. Thus, it is known that the Margatma is that which is called the Vardhan in his spiritual body. He is the paradox of the worlds of God, for while serving in the physical body in the lower worlds upon the material planes, he is also serving in the spiritual worlds in the spirit body. As the Vardhan, the spirit of the Hare, he is able to be the whole and thus with all who recognize him as the master. This is true, therefore, mainly of his own chelas. He manifests to his own as they can accept him. As the Vardhan, the Margatma becomes the all-pervading and omnipresent, transcending time and space, protecting those who are his beloved chelas and giving life to all that exists. He is the Vardhan, superior to all. Alone he stands, changeless, self-luminous, and living within the world yet not living in it. He is the master, the ruler of the whole world, animate and inanimate. Man's consciousness of truth is the substance of his demonstration. To change his level of consciousness is the Vardhan Kila's purpose under the Margatma's guidance. Unless this is done, there is little need for the Kila to stay on the path of light and sound. It is not the gaining of knowledge but the understanding of truth. Those who seek knowledge will learn that this is not the ultimate goal of the Vardhan Kila. Consciousness is the Vardhan, but not God itself. The moment the Kila has a consciousness of himself as the Vardhan, he has established himself in the Word, the voice of God. This is the realization of soul that occurs on the fifth plane. This leads into God realization, the ultimate goal of all chelas who follow the path of Vardhan. Every soul is the spiritual spark of God invested in a physical body. The body does not have to die for soul to reach the spiritual universe during the time that it resides, 130, upon earth. Man does not have to become anything other than what he is in order to have divine guidance, divine protection, divine wisdom, and divine understanding through the living Vardhan Master. He must recognize only that God is and that he himself, as soul, also is. Soul is never anything else but this. It is always in eternity. It is always in the present now. It is always in the heavenly state of God. These are the three principles of Vardhanka which you must come to understand and know well. Out of these principles springs the doctrine and philosophy of Vardhan. There is nothing more to say and there is nothing less to say. By the realization of these three principles, the Kila becomes a transparency for the divine impulse. He comes into a greater awareness of the divine plan in this world, and his part in it. He now rests in the arms of the Mahatma, the inner Vardhan master, and relies upon him to give him this divine guidance. As he rises higher in this spiritual realization, the great discovery of life is found. The majestic law of God upon which the three principles of Vardhan rest is that soul exists because the Hare wills it. God loves all life so dearly that it grants all souls existence. It gives life to all beings, entities, and forms. Without God's love there would be nothing, a void and a blank space in all worlds. Therefore, when the Kila begins to understand this and know truth, he has entered into the true worlds of God above the Atmalok, the soul plane. The Hare gives of itself. But it also seeks that every soul take up the path of Vardhan and find its way back into the heavenly lock. But soul must follow the narrow way as the Hare wills and not as it desires. 131, Chapter 9. Visions of the Hare. Within the visions of the Hare are the followers of Vardhanka who in some way or other betray the living Vardhan master. Many in their finite consciousness fail to recognize the master's true nature and thus cannot understand nor control themselves in allowing their tongues and deeds to react to the Mahatma and his words. Being in the flesh they look upon him as man, but in spirit, as the living Vardhan master, he knows all that goes on within each of the Vardhan Chelas although he never says anything. He knows how each will end his life upon this earth, whether he will stray from the path or will be critical, upset and unhappy with the master and whether he will betray the master during his sojourn as a Vardhan Kila. The living Vardhan master knows everything about the Kila as well as his reactions to the tests and trials given him. The master is never surprised when a Kila leaves, giving up in a quandary and unhappy because the Mahatma has not given him the desires of his heart. He knows the suffering that each Kila may have during these periods when separated from the living Vardhan master. The Mahatma is not concerned with what either the Kila or the public thinks about him. He expects misunderstandings to arise or the masses to attack him, and he knows that some Chelas, regardless of how much love is poured upon them, will betray him because of their lack of self-honesty. Those who quarrel with the principles of Vardhan, or the knowledge of whom and what the living master is to this world, had best examine themselves. When one tries to correct the master's works by suggestion or argument, he should take interest in what he is doing rather than accept these extremes. Often the living Vardhan, 132, master establishes certain forms of speech or written phrases which baffle the Kila completely. But if the Kila is open to what is being said, there is nothing which is perplexing. These are the tests of the Vardhan master to see what the Kila will take. If the Kila accepts it for what it is, then the test is passed. It does not matter how the word is given as long as it is given out to the Chelas. The intellectual purists will never be able to advance on the path of Vardhanka. He is so busy trying to find mistakes and errors in the sacred writings of Vardhan as well as others, that he overlooks what is necessary for his spiritual growth and defeats himself. There are many Vardhan Chelas who will complain and work up unhappy attitudes to compensate their egos. What they do not understand is that this is a destructive attitude and they are defeating themselves. The Mahatma will never speak out to them to correct this attitude but will quietly and without notice pull away from them. There is no way in which they can pull the Mahatma down to their level of consciousness. This is the very thing they wish to do. It is self-defeating to deride the works of Vardhanka, to try to defy the spiritual influence of the Vardhan or look upon the Hare and the living Vardhan master negatively, or with the eyes of Kal. The Vardhan master has always been a figure of controversy in the materialistic world, and will always be, for he is a spiritual giant in the flesh. He could bring peace and happiness to this world, but it is not his purpose. The races and people of the earth are willing agents of the Kal power. They perform his duties to keep any spiritual influence out of this materialistic world, including that of the living Varden master if at all possible.